I'm very aware that this is the type of book where you might be tempted to just hop around from chapter to chapter all willy-nilly. And to an extent, you could do that. That being said, I placed each chapter in a specific order for a reason, and I rather think that listening to this book in sequence will give you the broadest understanding of each divine language touched upon in this compendium. If your personal, spiritual guidance leads you to listen to it in a different order, then of course I encourage you to do that. However, it's especially important to listen to this chapter and the introduction before playing hop, skip, and jump within this book. This will give you a brief understanding of what to expect and some basic information on oracles that'll help tie everything together and make sure you don't become a lost ball in high weeds from the start. Why, yes, I was born in the southern United States. How'd you know? Chapter 1 also gives you some information about who I am and what my belief systems look like. So if this is our first meeting, then howdy do. I'm very pleased to meet you. Alrighty then, if you didn't listen to the introduction, go do it now. Go ahead. I'll wait for you here while you listen. Okay? Finished the introduction? Good. Onward we go. First stop, the basics. God is big. First, let's get this one thing settled. I consider God, Source, the divine, the universe, goddess, the all that is, all these words and more, to just be a bunch of different names for the same thing. So no matter which word I use in this book, know that to me, they're all synonyms. If you have a word you like better than the one I used, then pretend I use that word. Just change it in your head as you listen. Deal? Okay. Now what was I saying? Oh, right. God is big. I mean, like, really, really big. The universe is an amazing, awesomely powerful place where a million magical things can happen every minute. In fact, we could change that to a bazillion magical things every second, and we'd still be underestimating the power of the divine. So when someone says something like, God can perform miracles, but pendulums or oracle cards can't be real, that just makes me chuckle. When someone believes that God created the earth in a certain number of days, but doesn't believe that astrology has any viable effect on our lives, I just grin and quietly shake my head. Have you ever noticed that human beings have a tendency to want to put God in a box? You know, a nice little place where what they believe is all there is, and anything outside of that box isn't real. It's a very human thing to do, quite understandable, but you have to remember that the infinite is just that, infinite, quite beyond our comprehension. When we refer to Source, we're just trying to put words and thoughts around something we can't fully understand so long as we're in these human bodies. Once we are no longer in the physical realm and have crossed over into spirit, things become very clear. But here's the scoop. God doesn't fit in a box. God doesn't fit in a building, or even on the biggest planet you could fathom. Because God is big. Source is perfectly capable of joyfully making any and all belief systems work simultaneously. The divine relishes talking to you through tarot cards, runes, meditation, or just good old-fashioned prayer. There's no limit. There's only the language of the divine that resonates the best for you. If runes aren't your thing, then leave them be. But cast aside the belief that because they don't work for you, they must not work for anyone. That's just putting God in a box. By the way, even though some of these divination tools are referred to by practitioners as fortune-telling, that's a term that's never sat right with me. The term seems to indicate that something is fated or can't be changed. To me, this flies in the face of the concept of free will. We can always change where we're headed. That is one of our most magical gifts from the divine. There are so many beautiful paths. Why do you think there are so many and such varied spiritual paths? Why are there New Agers, Christians, pagans, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, and people reaching out in a bazillion other ways to the divine on planet Earth?